Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Something I will do every so often on this Dr. Jazz program is to explore the many hundreds of songs that have become known as jazz standards. I believe that for music lovers to fully appreciate jazz, it is very helpful to be familiar with the melodies and lyrics of these songs. Most of them were composed many years ago by the great songwriters. I'll first play a vocal version and then an instrumental version of the same. The first of seven standards featured today is That Old Feeling, written by Sammy Fain and Lou Brown for the film Vogues of 1938. Ella Fitzgerald included it on her Sweet Songs for Swingers album of 1959 with the Frank Duvall Orchestra. Trumpeter Billy Butterfield and Swing Band recorded That Old Feeling in 1946.
Last night I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you called,
still
We are exploring jazz standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Cole Porter wrote You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To for the 1943 film Something to Shout About. Lurleen Hunter sang it in 1955 on her Lonesome Gal release. Piano virtuoso Errol Garner played You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To on solo piano live in 1958.
So nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Under the August moon burning above, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under the August moon burning above, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. Thank you.
Fly Me to the Moon was a pop song written in 1954 by Burt Howard. Steve Tyrell sang it on his 2005 album, Songs of Sinatra, with trumpet solo by Clark Terry. Bassist Ray Brown, pianist Monty Alexander, and guitarist Russell Malone collaborated on Fly Me to the Moon in 2002.
Better
Jazz standards is the focus on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Hoagy Carmichael composed Georgia on My Mind in 1930. Lou Rawl sang it on his 1963 album, Tobacco Road. And British big band leader Ted Heath recorded Georgia on My Mind in 1956.
Georgia, hey Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Well, I'm talking about Georgia. Sweet, sweet Georgia. A song of you, it comes as sweet and as clear as moonlight through the pines. Yeah. Hey, other arms reach out to me, and the other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you. Hey, Georgia, sweet, sweet, sweet Georgia. No, no, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Yeah. Well, now there are other arms that reach out to me, and the other eyes, they smile tenderly. But still in my peaceful dreams, I see the road leads straight on back to you. Hey, Georgia, sweet, sweet, sweet Georgia. No, 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 no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Now just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Sweet, sweet Georgia. Thank you.
The next standard of the day is How High the Moon, written for the Broadway Review, two for the show in 1940 by Lewis and Hamilton. Slim Gaillard sang it in 1982 in his typical zany way. The Count Basie Orchestra played How High the Moon live in London in 1956.
Somewhere there's music, moon, stars, Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Mercury, flying through the skies, right before your eyes. Then you realize everybody's wondering how high the moon. The moon never wonder how low you are. All the moon does keep flying through the sky. Right before your eyes, you can see the moon there. Hey, they think that those are craters on the moon. Those are not craters, man. Those are wine cellars. They don't grow grapes on the moon. They drill for wine. Man, woo, that moon is way out there someplace in space. Hey, they grow potatoes on the moon. Potatoes is the size of the palace. Yeah, man, hey, that's the place there. How would they peel those potatoes? They peel them with a bulldozer. Man, way in the moon. They have jam sessions on the moon on sunny afternoon. 528,328 million saxophones all ringing at one time. Man, they have some session. And when they have that session, man, it's really some fun. Here they come, here they go, there they go. Here come there. Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Mercury. When all those cats flash together, there's going to be explosions way up space. Oh, they can't land on the moon. Hey, you got it now, take it, you got it.
We'll be right back.
We are enjoying jazz standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. The Chick Webb Orchestra with Ella Fitzgerald recorded Undecided in 1939, written by Sid Rosen and Charlie Shavers. Flute player Hubert Laws did an instrumental of Undecided on Romeo and Juliet of 1976.
I'm just a fool for you.
The last standard introduced on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Duke Ellington's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Written for the band's trumpeter, Bubber Miley, who was dying from TB in 1931. Diane Shore included it on her Sure Thing album in 1985, and Ted Heath and orchestra will do It Don't Mean a Thing from the 1950s.
Do up, do up, do up, do up, do up, do up.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.